finally found my hallelujah.
The 10 o'clock hour. Wilde and Tausch begins now, and it begins with something that Rob Domofsky said that, I'll be honest, I hadn't thought of. And it's actually really smart, because he, like Nate Burleson, very talented. And the idea of Rashawn Gary betting on himself, given the start he's off to, and not signing an extension with the Packers during the season. That does require acceptance of risk, Tausch.
Is this his fifth year?
He is in his fifth year option season, yes.
So he's unrestricted. They'll obviously tag him if they don't come to terms.
Correct. But if you approach the market and you are coming off of a big season, I would think he would get more than if he signed a contract today to mitigate the risk and a bird in the hand, et cetera, et cetera. Having had your own experiences, not necessarily while you were a Ring of Honor player, I'm not sure that you were elites like you like to say Rashawn Gary is, but you were damn good.
How do you view looking this? Looking at this situation from Rashawn Gary's standpoint, I think it would have been last year where had Green Bay come to him with a nice big chunk of money, you know, then you're weighing, I got 2 years. Mm-hmm. When you get to this point, you're three or four, but you've just had a major injury. And if another major injury happens, your value is going to decline. Mm-hmm. That's just how this works. So, yeah, he is going to be rolling the dice either way. And Green Bay knows that. And I've always said, you're never going to get your top market dollar unless you get to market. Mm-hmm. You're just not. The Packers will... they'll pay you at a fair market rate will be if you're going to get out. But if you want to get the Joey Bosa, which Bosa is with San Francisco, Joey, who just got a monster deal, which is what Rashawn Gary and his people are going to be looking at and saying,
right,
this is the standard. Now, Green Bay will say that's an outlier. Well, it's going to be something close to that is what he's going to want. And what Green Bay has and why the franchise tag stinks for guys like Rashawn is that he could, and I think, this is another little underreported part of this. When Green Bay decided not to do the fifth-year option and instead got Jordan Love to sign a two-year deal, that allowed them to be able to have that franchise tag as a negotiating ploy against Rashawn Gary. Because let's say they didn't offer the fifth-year option. Jordan Love's playing the way he does. Jordan Love is going to be an unrestricted free agent. They're going to have to tag him. And then Rashawn Gary, they have to work it out. So it's a battle line, right, of figuring that out. Well, now Jordan Love is not that player. Green Bay won't have anybody else that they'll take, so they will hold that over Rashawn and say, listen, next year you're going to play for $24 or $25 million bucks. As we sit here now, we will give you $55 or $60 guaranteed on a five-year deal that will mirror something what Nick Bosa or Joey Bosa or any of the Bosa boys have. That's the balancing act, and Rashawn Gary has to figure out if he wants to set the market and go and be big, he has to go to market. I believe Green Bay will do something that will make it tough for him not to do that because they value him, and I'll be surprised if this season finishes without Rashawn Gary signing a new 4 or 5 year extension.
I would tend to agree, but again, Rob made a point that I had not considered. I guess I thought, and not wanting to take risks, that I would jump at the opportunity to, if it was going to be a really big guaranteed number, to hedge my bets.
And it will have to be.
Right.
It will have to be to get Rashawn to do that. And I think Green Bay always looks at it from the perspective of, do we have somebody that can replace him? Well, they drafted Lucas Van Ness. They know that they need Rashawn Gary is going. This is, if Rashawn Gary's 29 or 30, this ain't going to happen. The fact that he's going into his elevator years, they're not going to let an elevator guy walk out the door before they give him a second deal. He will be a Green Bay Packer one way or the other. It's just a matter of if it's going to be franchise tag, get a little messy, have a bunch of stuff to talk about throughout the offseason, or what I think will happen, they'll give him a bunch of guaranteed money up front and get this thing done, solidify it, and then start figuring out who else you're going to start targeting the rest of the way.
All right, we're going to do power rankings Tuesday coming up, but I want to give you the power rankings of the largest contracts held by edge rushers currently, because I want to make sure we get the Bosas right mention a few other players, okay? Jesse, do you have any special music for this?
Do I?
Tied at number five with an average of $23.5 million per year, Max Crosby of the Las Vegas Raiders and Khalil Mack of the Los Angeles Chargers. So I guess he's still on that contract that the Bears would have given him, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what his productivity has been of late. At number four, Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns. His five-year, $125 million deal averages $25 million per season. And I know that this is not the best way to measure these contracts. But
no, and I'll tell you this. With what Myles Garrett's doing, he ain't playing on that deal next year.
Right.
Believe that. They got Myles Garrett when he bashed in old boy's head, and they weren't sure how long he was going to be suspended. So Cleveland said, all right, here's the deal. This is your contract. Myles Garrett's, this sounds crazy. He's
underpaid.
Undervalued.
Yep, I would agree
underpaid,
with you.
Underpaid, for sure.
At number three with the Los Angeles Chargers, Joey Bosa, Los Angeles Chargers, averaging $27 million, 5 years, $135 million. At number two, could have been, should have been, would have been, but the scouting staff didn't like him that much.
T.J. Watt.
A Packer. T.J. Watt, Pittsburgh Steelers, $28 million. He signed a four-year, $112 million deal, which what he signed, a four-year deal, also gives him a nice another bite at the apple, potentially, while he's still young. And at number one, as Tausch mentioned, Nick Bosa of the San Francisco 49ers. T.J. Watt's average is $28 million. Nick Bosa's is $34 million. Five years, $170 million. Are you paying Rashawn Gary that?
I'll say this. Rashawn Gary's not going to be... there's no way he won't be making more than T.J. Watt.
I was going to put him in between those two. Yes.
That's where I think... And Green Bay would be pretty content if they said... 4 years, $120 million with half of that guaranteed. Green Bay would sign him tomorrow for that.
I'm guessing
Rashawn Gary is going to say, you know what, I'm going to keep balling out. I need to make more than Nick Bosa. That's where things are going to get a little rammy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some heads are going to be ramming.
Rammy. Yes, we will see how it plays out.
I will
out.
Make a very bold prediction. Oh! Myles Garrett does not. No, it's not that bold.
Oh, okay.
Myles Garrett will not play another down for the Cleveland Browns until he gets a new contract after this season. There's at $25 million, what he's doing.
Yeah, under
have you watched what he's been able to do? Nobody can block him. Everybody's talking about Micah Parsons, and he deserves it. Myles Garrett.
There's a text message.
He's messing around. He's doing like Allen Iverson crossover dribbles before they're doing it because guys are doing two people in motion to try and chip him, and he's just saying, no, I'm not going to let you just figure it out. They're literally getting delay of games, sending guys in motion to block, and he's just going to, he's Allen Iverson cross having the time of his life out there.
Quick text from, and again, a reminder, if you're new to the text game, make sure you include your name so we can put you in our contact so we know who's sending text messages. From the 775 area code, Jesse, did you look that up?
I do. Any guesses?
Vegas. It's Las Vegas.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wow. How did you know that?
I know a lot of stuff,
a lot of places in Vegas?
Is the Gary contract situation, I'm just going to ignore that, is the Gary contract situation a failure of the front office similar to how they messed up with Devontae? They could have signed him earlier for less, and now we'll have to pay top of market, Tausch.
No, this is a situation he obviously...
Badly timed injury.
major injury that, no, I mean, it. What will end up happening here is Green Bay will figure it out with Rashawn Gary. It's a privilege to pay people top dollar. That means you got it right. And as an organization, you should be happy when you have players like Rashawn Gary and players Devontae that play Adams. At an all-pro level. Yeah, Devontae Adams. You should be thinking, God, am I fortunate that this player wants to play for me and that he has turned out as well as he has and that we did it right. Mm-hmm. It's a badge of honor for these guys to pay players top five because that means, hey, we got it right. Let me tell you something. You always want the guys that you know and how they work and all those things. It's a risky venture. If you're going to pick up somebody else on somebody else's team and they don't feel that way, I'm always wondering why. Why didn't the Las Vegas Raiders want to pay Khalil Mack? Turns out, I still don't know why they didn't. I don't get it. Good players that are developed in your system and deserve big-time money, you shouldn't be looking at that saying, you should be embracing it and celebrating it. That's why I still don't understand why Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur kept their covert operation and they didn't tell anybody. We have a great young GM and a great young coach. We don't want to celebrate it. Let's keep it hidden.
Yeah, that was weird.
It just dumbfounds me.
All right, this is going to be a bit of a stretch of a segue. I'm going to look a little bit like a fawn, like Jordan Love did when he was trying to field and then throw that cockamamie 4th-and-2 trick play. But you have to protect yourself.
Great play call, though. No, that was a great play call, everybody. Great play call by them, yeah.
You have to protect yourself from injury if you're looking for a long-term contract. But if you've suffered an injury in an accident, you need to call Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. They've got you covered. They will take great care of you. And that one call, that's all mantra, yes, it's true. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. But more importantly, it also allows you to focus on healing and getting better because they take care of all the rest. And, of course, there's always no fee unless they win your case. So check them out online, gruber-law.com. That's gruber-law.com. You can find out more about the firm, about what they do in the community, or you can give them a call. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. We will continue this conversation, but we will also get into the Power Rankings Tuesday and see where the Packers are, although I know already because I read the story. That's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com. I'm just a kid. I know that it's not fair. Nobody cares because I'm alone and the world is having more fun than me tonight.
The NFL Power Rankings Tuesday.
Hey, Jason, quick question for you. Do you know what Yacht Rock is?
I do. I have listened to it on Sirius XM satellite radio.
Sounds very bougie to me. Very bougie. Anytime there's yacht.
Yeah, I actually flip through, and it irritates the girls when we play Sirius XM because it's like Christopher Cross in that kind of genre of music, and they don't enjoy the music. I would agree.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't ever want to own a yacht.
It's like relaxing lakeside.
I think it makes you kind of douchey.
Oh,
No, I disagree. I mean, it makes you rich. Well, if you have a yacht, that means you have a lot of disposable income.
Doesn't have to be the same, yeah.
No, it's bougie. I don't think it's douchey, if you know what I mean. Yeah, LePay during the Purdue game, he's at halftime, he's talking about Yacht Rock, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, Matt's a man of the people. He's a blue-collar worker.
Don't you come after Pops
I am a big SiriusXM fan. I have a bunch of stations I like. I'm a Pop Rocks guy, not Yacht Rock, and it still seems very bougie, the Yacht Rock. So, Jesse, as we're doing power
rankings. Is bougie not a negative way to describe it?
What, Yacht Rock?
Yeah, no, if you say something is like bougie, does that have a positive or negative connotation?
It means high-end, and I don't think it's got a negative connotation as much as
snooty. Snooty?
Bougie is high-end, a little bit elitist.
Top shelf.
But it's not
top
like,
shelf.
Does elitist have a positive connotation?
I think some people view themselves elitist, and they don't think that's bougie or elitist. No.
No, it's like when you're at the bar, if they say you're getting the rail drink, no, I'm getting the top shelf, whatever. They go, oh, feeling bougie today.
I think bougie has a negative connotation. I think elitist definitely has a negative connotation. Douchey, I can say for certain. definitely said that.
If I was ranking it, I would say douchey first, bougie third, elitist second. That's how I would rank.
I'll join that club. Speaking of power rankings, time now for the Bougie Power Rankings Tuesday.
Number one in my Bougie Power Rankings.
Do you want some examples of Yacht Rock before we move forward?
Yes.
Yeah. Sailing by Christopher Cross is number one on the list.
Like Sailing Away?
Sailing takes me away to where I'm going.
Oh, I like that song.
I do too. It's from our youth, though.
Maybe
it does
I'll
seem like you'd listen to it on a yacht.
Maybe I'll check out the Bougie Yacht Club rock music station.
It's not a yacht club. Yacht Rock. It's like you're chilling
listen,
on the lake.
Listen, my favorite TV show is Below Deck.
Yeah.
And our buddy Joe Thomas, who's joining us later, he's a big Below Deck fan, too. So I bet he likes Yacht Rock.
Does he have a yacht Yachties. At this point?
God, I hope he does. I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
Apparently, Christopher Cross is the signature artist. He also has Ride Like the Wind on this list.
How does that song go?
Gonna ride like the wind. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay.
Kenny Loggins, This Is It. Make no mistake where you are.
All right.
It's like 70s soft rock.
Up your alley.
Yeah, I think I'll like Yacht Rock.
Rosanna by Toto.
Rosanna's a great song.
Summer Breeze feel fine. No,
there's a playlist that my buddy John pulls up when we go golfing. That's called
what tier?
Tier one,
what
John.
Tier
one, John.
From now on, anything below tier two, I'm not interested in.
Great, that's why he's tier one, John.
Okay.
And that playlist is called Golf Cart Classics, and I feel like Golf Cart Classics and Yacht Rock are not that far
bougie.
Apart.
Yeah, it's both.
He should
bougie.
Be walking the I'd course. Agree. All right, let's get to power
if you
rankings.
Can walk, always walk the course if you can. Always.
Agreed.
Yeah. Get done faster.
And I'd really love to see you tonight.
You actually don't get done that much faster, which is sounds crazy. But
hey, Tausch, who's number
right,
one in the power rankings? Week four, ESPN's NFL Nation.
San Francisco.
You're right.
San Fran.
You got seven in a row. You got the top seven last week.
Oh,
let's
that's
see
right.
How
you did.
All right. 49ers are number one again. They've been number one every week. Who is number two? Yep. It is a new team.
Ooh. Oh, it's new. Okay, well, then I'm going to say Miami because they threw a 70 burger up. It's got to be Miami.
That is correct. The Miami Dolphins are number two in the power rankings at an undefeated 3-0.
Well, it's got to be Philly because Philly was two. They won another big game last night, even though half their team was sick. Philadelphia's three.
You're right. Three for three. The Philadelphia Eagles checking in at third. Who is number
nobody else undefeated.
Four?
Cowboys got beat last week, so they're not. I'm going to guess that Buffalo, because of their big win against Washington, I think Buffalo jumped up. I think they're four.
Oh, That was a hell of a run. And
that's where the streak comes to an end. The Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling number four on the NFL power rankings.
Okay. Well,
Taylor Swift.
Kansas City, then I'm guessing. Yeah, Buffalo's probably five, and then Dallas is six.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Where do the Green Bay Packers land? You may recall last week, Tausch, they were number 19 following the loss to the Falcons.
I think beating a 2-0 team without half of your salary cap, it has to jump you up. I'm going to say they're up to 13. I think they made a big jump this week.
Jason, you want to tell them?
You're close. Even higher, though. 12th.
14?
No, you don't. I do not want to relitigate this.
I'm not fighting this battle. I'm not going to fight
this.
It's
a ranking. One is higher.
Don't start.
I understand. It's stupid. It's dumb.
12.
12 is.
That's
high. I was looking at it because I keep a little note here, and I'll show you on the camera. My tiers of teams. Oh. Green Bay.
Jesse's
is Washington
tears.
On it?
Green Bay has solidified itself.
Tier two.
As a tier two team right now. They are a tier two squad. And earlier in the year, I don't recall where I think I had them in a tier five. So they've jumped three tiers in my tierdom because of the unknown. I'm starting to know a lot more about this football team, and I like what I see. Now, are they at the top of tier two? No. But they're in that tier two mix, which is borderline playoff football teams that are bordering on the right side of the playoffs. Because right now they'd be the fourth seed, if we're going to get into that. They'd be the fourth seed in the playoffs. Well, they would.
All right, so because I would much rather talk about these tiers than Jesse's tiered friends, how many teams are in tier one? Four? Five?
Should be two teams.
I don't know if I want to put Buffalo in there. They're close, but I don't trust them enough. So I still have Dallas in there. I have Dallas as the fifth team.
All right, so
even
San
after
Francisco.
God awful card. Yep.
San Francisco, Miami, Philly, Kansas City, Dallas are in tier one for you.
Yeah, Buffalo, and I'm going to also throw Buffalo. I'm throwing Buffalo in. Okay. I'm putting a six tier one. And I don't love it, but tiers, there's tiers within the tiers.
Sure.
If that makes sense. There's tiers for fears. There's tiers for tiers. What?
Tiers for fears.
So right now, I was listening to Evan and Unsportsmanlike this morning, about 5:30, as I was going down to just work my boys down at the pickleball courts this morning, Crush City, USA for old T. He said, if you right now took the field or your championship games are set, San Fran and Philly, Miami and Kansas City. Do you think that that's how this is going to shake out? And I think you'd have to say that's how it's going to shake up as we sit here right now.
All tier one teams in the Tausch's tiers.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, well, I also heard a very wise man quote Bill Belichick earlier in this very program and say, you don't really know what your team is until about Thanksgiving.
You don't. But you start having ideas.
Sure. No doubt.
Philadelphia is going to be tough. Of all of those teams, you know, Miami is skilled beyond belief. Are they going to be tough enough to hang?
Is the quarterback going to stay healthy?
Kansas City, can they? Yeah. And all of these teams, quarterbacks are going to need to stay healthy. Just like Green Bay to stay tier two, a quarterback will have to stay healthy.
Right.
But they've solidified themselves. So I think there's six teams in the Tier 1 category for the NFL as we sit here through 3 weeks.
In case you were wondering, we gave the Badgers outsider the week off. It's got some stuff going on.
It's a bye week.
It's a bye week for the Badgers. But that doesn't mean it's a bye week for us telling you about our great partnership not only with Derek Blakeslee, but with PDS.
Yeah, PDS has been providing technology solutions and transforming IT for companies for over 30 years. And PDS is giving today's worker the true ability to work from anywhere as they balance work and life. PDS wants to be your trusted partner in driving success with enterprise solutions, digital workplace platforms, and managed services that fit your needs. PDS, Paragon Development Systems.
All right, we're going to play trivia at the end of this hour. I want to get to an exchange I had with Matt LaFleur, and I want Tausch to put on his translation hat, because I thought LaFleur's answer to my question about the thought process of not having Jones and or Watson play on Sunday was a little bit revealing. I want to see what you think. We'll play that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch is presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka produced in Austin, Texas, and naturally gluten-free. Tito's Handmade Vodka.
I better start talking or we're going to get banned from YouTube. That is Yacht Rock. Christopher Cross. We're not going to do this the rest of the show, right? Even though we've got two fans of Below Deck on the program coming up when Joe Thomas joins us.
We're doing it.
It gets you fired up. They should start playing this at Badger games if they're looking for music that they'd like to play to get the crowd into it. After the way the first game went. All right, I want to play this exchange I had with Matt LaFleur, only because, Tausch, there's part of me that still thinks that they rolled the dice with some of their guys that might have been able to play and saved them for Thursday night. But I want you to hear Matt LaFleur's response and tell me if I'm wrong in thinking that. Here is that exchange.
Now, what was your thought process with Christian and Aaron going into yesterday's game, and how much better do you feel about their chances because you didn't play them yesterday and they have that time to get ready for Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, we were hopeful for yesterday, but it didn't work out, and we'll see where we're at going into Thursday. I wouldn't say I think we're in a similar spot, so we'll just see how they respond and how they're feeling, because the last thing we want to do is jeopardize these guys for a long period of time for one game. I mean, every game is extremely important, extremely meaningful, but we've got a lot of ball in front of us, and obviously, we got a great test in front of us, and it would certainly help us if those two guys were available.
That, to me, sounded like don't start counting on having either of those guys back this week. Now, is that gamesmanship? So the Lions don't know if they're going to have him or not? Like, that was that. Am I wrong to have thought that was a pique your interest type of answer?
It was, but I think it's more, I'm just not going to give you anything. I don't really want to go down this road with you. And because I was watching Get Up this morning, now that we have ESPN back at the house. And I thought it was really interesting. There was a good conversation about Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow pulled his calf early in training camp, sat out 6 weeks, missed the preseason game with the Packers, and debating if he should be out there and playing. And this idea of saving people and, let's rest him for 2 or 3 weeks. If you're a 0-2 football team and you're the franchise quarterback and you can go out there and you are the best option to play, You go out and play. And I think there was talk of IR and Joe Burrow sitting him out 4 weeks. Well, the season's over. You might as well sit him out for the year. You're going to be 0-6. You might as well just say deuces B and call it. And in the same respect, I look at it, you can save people. You can be smart with people. But Aaron Jones, as Domofsky mentioned, looked good. Maybe he still wasn't quite ready to go. But there comes a point where if you're not going to re-aggravate and get it worse, I totally get when you pop a hammy, if you're still feeling the tug, don't play because then you're going to re-pop it. But at some point, you need to get back out there, and that balancing of, well, we want to rest him to do this. You only get 17 cracks at this. Sitting out 3 or 4 weeks, a quarter of your season.
Yeah.
So while you can do that, and I'm all for player safety and being smart, but I'm also, I think we've gone a little too far the other way, where it's, we're going to rest, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Yeah, you're going to miss half the season. And if you can go, go. Muscle pulls are a little bit different, but as far as sprained ankles and some of the stuff, I know there are games I played with a sprained ankle I shouldn't have played. I ripped my plantar fascia, and I played. There's other times where I yanked my groin off the bone. I couldn't play. If I wanted to play, I couldn't have anyways because I couldn't move. And if you can't, if you feel like you're a detriment to your team, don't play. Mm-hmm. It's selfish to go out and play.
Right.
But it's also on the flip side, if you're going to just keep looking at it and saying, oh, another week would help, another week would help, another week. Yeah, you know what would help? Sitting out 17 weeks. You're going to be fresh as a daisy, but are you going to be doing anything? At some point, you got to just go. And I don't know where these guys are at in their recovery. It certainly sounds like something happened with Christian Watson.
Yeah.
There was a setback. And what the Packers don't want to do is have Aaron Jones get a setback. But they also don't want to sit there and sit him for 3 weeks when he could have played last week. And then you went, you ended up finding a way to win a game. But as Rob said, the Atlanta game, he obviously wasn't ready to go. But if he's close and you don't want to just keep sitting there saying, well, let's rest him another week because then you have the bye week and then you have this.
Right.
If you can play, get out and play.
Before we play trivia, I know you, and I am too, you like Christian Watson a lot. You got him on the cover of Madden at some point. How concerned are you that this is a potentially chronic issue with a fast twitch, supreme athlete, but three games last year, three games this year so far, only through three games, that he's been unavailable?
Well, obviously you're concerned. You're concerned, but it's not to the point where you're thinking about any,
you're
trading
him to Indianapolis.
Trying to trade for him. I'm not interested in that yet. But there does come a time where, hey, you got a great car, but you know what? Even now when you try to start it on Sunday, it doesn't work. You got to take it in. You got to do this. You got to do that. You have to be able to get out there.
Yeah.
And he's young enough in his career, you have to kind of figure out what works for you. When you're young, you feel like you can just go, go, go.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Christian Watson and his team, I'm wondering, am I training the right way? Am I doing what's going to – yes, it's great to be physical and fast and explosive and quick twitch, but I need to be able to harness it so I can actually utilize it. So I'm guessing his team is going to look at it and say, yeah, that stuff's great. We're going to keep doing a lot of this stuff, but we also need to get more pliable, to use a Tom Brady term. We need to find a way to get it where you're more functional and it's not just quick, quick, quick.
Mm-hmm.
So that balancing act, because I'm sure there's nobody that's more frustrated than Christian Watson about Christian Watson's hamstrings and everything else. He has to figure out a way to be able to be available to play, because otherwise it's just great talent that's sitting on the sideline, and nobody wants that.
Time now for trivia. Jesse, today is Tuesday. Do we have a regular? Oh, we do. We usually have Badgers trivia Tuesday, don't we?
Or Yacht Rock trivia. Nope, it is Badgers trivia Tuesday.
I'll tell you what, I'd have been impressed if you'd have thrown together Yacht Rock trivia in such a short amount of time.
Maybe later.
A lot of credit for that.
Probably not, but maybe later in the week.
All right, Badgers trivia Tuesday. Caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 10 right now. We will play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch is presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka produced in Austin, Texas, and naturally gluten-free. Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Yacht Rock, Wilde and Tausch rolls on. All right. I love trivia. I think it's one of the best things we've ever invented. We invented it on the show during the pandemic.
Tausch sneezing is a close second.
I love the hand over the camera. That's my favorite. I appreciate you being considerate of us and I want to see you sneeze. You're a thoughtful guy. I love our repeat contestants, right? That's always fun. Dan in Cambria. We make a serial murderer neighbor joke. It's great. I love when people play and they get them all right. I am always rooting for our contestants to get our perfect weeks. But there's nothing I like more than first-time contestants. Because that means we're expanding, right? But, and I, Todd in Columbus, Ohio, thank you for your service and your loyalty to the show. We're excited for you to play. But, Jesse, what the hell are you doing?
Some people like to play trivia with the understanding that they are likely not eligible to win the ESPN Wisconsin prize pack based on the official contest rules at ESPNWisconsinContest.com.
But as the author of the rules, doesn't that require all the contestants to be eligible? Because now there will be one day's worth of contestants who will not be in the pot because Todd is not eligible and you're letting them play anyway.
Or all the other contestants this week are thankful that Todd is going to play and we'll have laughs and fun and a great time with Todd. And then, whoop, he's out. And it opens up the door for anyone else to
win. Why don't we not just change the bylaws?
I agree. The bus
family agrees with you. Obviously, we're streaming. We're doing more stuff on YouTube and all this other stuff. Why would you not just say everybody in the Continental 48? Exclude Alaska and Hawaii. That's fine.
If you want to be exclusionary.
Continental 48
I think we're running into some shipping concerns, I think.
USPS Ground Advantage is cheap. We can handle it.
If Todd would like to come to Madison, Wisconsin to pick up his prize pack, should he be selected
Buckeyes
as the winner?
Buckeyes are coming. He could jump on the plane with Ryan Day and Lou Holtz and the whole crew coming in. End of October? Yeah, that's fine.
Todd, good morning. Welcome to our program.
Good morning. I actually was not aware that I wasn't eligible because it was the first time I've called.
Did Jesse, do you know what you're getting yourself into now? You're aware that you cannot win, no matter how many you get right.
That's okay. I'm in on this. This is good stuff. Next time, I'll just tell them I'm from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Yeah, there you go.
So now we're promoting dishonesty.
Absolutely. A little fraud. No big deal.
Todd, let's play.
Good.
Question number one, and we appreciate your loyalty to the show, even if Jesse has you playing when you're not supposed to be allowed to. Here we go. Question number one is this. Which of these moments in Wisconsin football history did not take place on a Friday? Luke Fickell's first conference win in 2023. Graham Mertz's 5-touchdown debut versus Illinois in 2020. Or Ron Dane setting the NCAA all-time rushing record in 1999. Which of those did not occur on a Friday?
I will go with the Ron Dane, 1998.
Correctamundo. Mertzi doing okay for himself down there in Gainesville, by the way.
He's got Exotic Joe endorsing him. He's got a new girlfriend. Yeah, things are good.
Miss
for
Wisconsin.
Graham Mertz. next up, Wisconsin's next game at home is against Rutgers, and it will be televised exclusively on which streaming platform? Is it Apple TV Plus, Peacock, or Paramount Plus?
It will be streaming on Peacock.
Love
Todd
the confidence.
Knows the stuff, man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This
Todd
is a, knows what's up.
It's a shame he's not going to be able to win anything.
We've got 11 days notice.
That subscription, they still get you.
This is 11 days notice for everybody to share with your relatives who don't know where to find it or the local sports bars who will be scrambling on that Saturday morning to try and find it. It's streaming only on Peacock, nowhere else.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie to you. Once they started charging us to watch Saved by the Bell, that's when I said, Moutski on Peacock. No more Peacock.
Can always listen to Tausch via the Varsity app with him and Matt LaPay on the radio call for Badgers and Scarlet Knights. All right. Question number three and an opportunity for a perfect score that will mean nothing other than that you feel good about yourself.
Pride.
Playing for pride. Question three, Todd. Which early season tournament is Wisconsin men's basketball taking part in this November, including a matchup against Tony Bennett and the Virginia Cavaliers? Is it the ESPN Events Invitational, the Fort Myers Tip-Off, or the Cancun Challenge?
They are playing in the Fort Myers Kickoff.
All right.
Todd knows his stuff.
Man. Yeah, I've been impressed, Todd. These were not all easy questions.
Too easy, he says. Too easy.
So you're a bad.
We got Taylor Swift wrong yesterday. Nothing's too easy around here.
Miley Cyrus. Todd, are you a Wisconsin alum living among the Buckeyes? What is your life story?
So I am a Wisconsin native, and I met my wife when we were living in Denver, Colorado. And then we had two kids, and that got me to move to Ohio to be closer to her family. So I am in the heart of Buckeye country.
Woof.
But you love your wife and kids.
Her dad, as a gift for us moving, got us two tickets to the Wisconsin-Ohio State game last year where they got boat raced.
Not much of a gift if you're a Badger fan.
Yeah.
So Todd, anyway. Are you coming out to the game at Camp Randall in a couple weeks?
I doubt that's going to happen, but I'd love to.
Okay.
What if we put a sweetener in and Jesse would watch the game with you and give you prizes that you might have been eligible to win had you lived in Wisconsin still?
That is a hard pass.
Wow. I really like
that. Whoa, I like that. Todd, keep calling in. We like Todd.
Super ineligible,
Todd.
Next time
I'll just say, like I said, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, so I can be eligible.
Todd, we appreciate your loyalty to the show and the entertainment value you've brought to it today. Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Thank you.
He's going to win when he lies, and then we're going to have to figure out how he's going to pick up a prize after he lies. It's going to be all the much worse. Lying gets you nowhere.
Just for the record, Todd got all three right. If he were eligible, he would have four entries into Friday's drawing. But he's not.
Should I put him in anyway?
He got him right easily. Like, didn't even blink. Yeah. Boom.
No, Jesse, unless you're going to rewrite the bylaws and you're willing to pay the sales tax that I'm told by Pipe Jim the station would have to pay for shipping items across state lines. Again, this is not my area of expertise, but I think that's one of the reasons why we don't allow... out-of-state contestants?
Yeah, I feel like we could find those states that don't have sales tax and exempt them. I think Tennessee,
that won't complicate
Florida,
things at all.
Well, no, then we could have Floridians.
Todd calls,
Myers.
He says he's in Gainesville next time.
Hanging out with Mertzi.
All right, we got to get to Joe Thomas. He is scheduled to spend part of the 11 o'clock hour with us. That will begin in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.